Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 289, episode 4 of the Daily Zeitgeist. Someone say, yeah.
Yeah!
There we go. This is still a production of iHeartRadio, and it's still a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It is Friday, June 2nd,
damn.
2023,
damn.
AKA National Rotisserie Chicken Day. Oh my God. You know, boy. One of my favorite rotisserie chickens, obviously, got to go with the Kirkland Signature ones at Costco.
Kirkland?
Then Boston Market, when that shit came out, I remember they were fucking killing the streets. And then also, any local, like, farmer's market, where you see the dudes got the rotisseries and all the fat is just dripping on the potatoes underneath.
Yes.
That shit.
Yes.
Always. Anyway, it's also National Leave the Office Early Day. Oh, shit. Okay, we're doing that. Great, National Bubba Day. I don't know what that is. International Volkswagen Bus Day. National Donut Day. And National Rocky Road Day. For the ice cream. My name is Miles Gray, aka I don't wanna squeeze my thighs. I don't wanna go and poop. I'm in diapers, babe, cause I don't wanna miss a thing. Cause even when I think she's through and I can pee this Mountain Dew, I paid too much, babe, and I'm not gonna miss a thing. I don't want to miss one song, even if I have to piss. I just want to be with you when I poo for last kiss. And I just want to stand real close and sing a song line for line. I won't remember this moment tomorrow by this time. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, anyway, shout out to Christy Yamaguchi, man, for that wonderful Aerosmith, you know, don't want to miss a thing, inspired by the people who have Taylor Swift amnesia, and people that are loading up on adult diapers during the Eras tour, they can just not miss a fucking thing. And you know what? He caught me. I said, I don't want to miss a thing, and he alley-ooped it, so damn. Shout out to you, Christy. Well, guess what? Obviously, I'm the substitute teacher, so that means I got a guest host. And actually, coming into this, we were kind of confused. I'm like, who's going to be the guest host is who's going to be the guest?
Right.
And actually, on paper, today's guest host is none other than the fantastic producer, legendary Rocket League player, legendary DJ, legendary fucking kind guy.
Oh.
Welcome to the show, Daniel Goodman!
It's your boy, DJ Daniel, a.k.a. the Gleok Gulper, here for all my Tears of the Kingdom people.
Wait,
happy to be here.
What is a Gleok Gulper? What's a Gleok?
They're these dragons that are hanging around the Kingdom of Hyrule, and you go and fight those guys, and they're called Gleoks. And
okay, this is from
yesterday
Zelda?
On stream. I decided to go take a couple down, like I'd be taking down Glizzy.
You streaming the new Zelda game?
It's the only thing I'm streaming.
I'm still early in the first, because when I got my Switch, I'm about to get Disco Elysium. Because one of our guests was like, yo, you got to try that shit, because it's on some other shit. So
that is absolutely on some other shit. That game
I'm putting
is unique.
In the work on the Switch.
I respect it a lot.
Coming off the screen with the Switch. Anyway, we're joined today
look, a legendary voice on this podcast, literally a legendary voice in general, I would say.
Fact.
This man hosts game shows, hosts podcasts. I don't know what else to say. International traveler, fantastic comedian, actor, writer, multi-hyphenate, Chicago's very own, Jacquise Neal!
Looking out upon the zeitgeist.
Ooh.
It's daily means every day. So tell them why. Tell them that it's just the zeitgeist with Miles and Dan. And it's daily.
Ooh.
It means every day. Today. Miles.
Oh.
Ooh. Wow. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Dang. Wow.
Oh, what up, niggas? We here. You know how hard it is to sing Michael Jackson?
Oh, I tried that falsetto.
Real good. That was real.
That falsetto is hard, man. It sucked. Right? Wow. People could let me know it sucked because it did. Because you can't be Mike.
It didn't. It
you know.
Didn't.
I mean,
really Mike.
I didn't know that in the SWV song. Right yes. here, that one. I didn't know Pharrell is the one saying S-W-V. Did y'all know that?
For real?
I did not know that.
Was he like, he wasn't known then? Or
no,
he must have been like behind the scenes. Like
he was always Teddy Riley's like ghostwriter and Teddy Riley's protege. So if you know Rump Shaker, all I want to do is I'm a zoom. The rap verse that Teddy's spitting, that was written by Pharrell.
That was written by Pharrell. Interesting. Yeah. Did you also know, speaking of Pharrell, I saw an interview that Frontin', you know, a song with him and Jay-Z, was originally written for Prince.
Really?
And yes. And he was like, and Prince turned it down. So he was like, all I was doing in that song when I took it over was just imitating Prince.
Wow. Yeah.
And then Rock Your Body with Justin Timberlake was written for Michael Jackson.
I was going to say a lot of people were like, is he think he Michael?
Because it was written for Mike and Mike turned it. Like, Mike listened and then Mike was like, I don't want that shit. Give me something else. And like, I think he gave him like Rock Your World or Butterfly or something
right.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Butterflies, but Rock Your World. Yeah.
So then we tried thinking to slow down because you weren't used to how fast. Wow, that would have been Prince.
Can you imagine those Prince and Jay? That shit would have hit. I mean, I love that.
Also, the singing would have been way fucking better than Pharrell's falsetto. No shade to that, but that part, you know, could have used the purple one on that one. Shout out to the great
state of Minnesota. His falsetto in that song, though, is kind of it being like, not really good, but not really bad. It's kind of what makes that song to me. It's just like, oh, this is every nigga who think they can sing. This is how we would sound.
I was, you know, I was screaming that shit in the car. Like,
yes.
Oh my God. Every time your name was brought up, I would act all nonchalant in front of an audience. Watch radio. Welcome to old millennial wash radio. And I know normally we're supposed to talk about the news, but when you get the three of us together, we're going to go backwards. Way back in time to start talking about some old fucking bangers. Anyway, Jacquise, good to have you, man. What's new? What's good? Yes. How you doing?
Man, you know, life is beautiful. We just out here in this strike. The strike world, SAG probably about to strike. If you're listening to this and you in SAG and you have not voted yet,
vote.
Get your vote.
Authorize that shit.
Yes. What's going on? Authorize our board the opportunity to use striking as a negotiating tactic.
Hell yeah.
And when they turn down everything we propose, it's time to strike, baby.
Yeah.
Happening. It's going to happen.
Did the DGA also authorize a strike?
I'm not sure.
I know they're like, I know they said they're like, yo, we're in it with y'all. But I feel like that's been the thing. Like all the unions are like, this might be the time right now.
It's the time. I mean, let everybody know. Enjoy your TV now because it's going to be a nice little lull in new television.
It's going to be light this fall. Have you seen the lineups this fall? It's all reality. Speaking of which, have you seen that show on Netflix, Siren? The Korean competition reality show with the all women contestants. It's like firefighters versus police versus bodyguards versus soldiers versus athletes versus stunt women.
I kind of want to see this.
Yo, it's like the most turned up game of Capture the Flag. The first 5 minutes, like I'm like on the third episode And it's kind of maybe slowing down, but the way they start off the show, you're like, oh shit. Like Korean reality, they just know what the fuck they're doing. Like they know how to fucking, they know how to get you invested off the rip.
There's no messing around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, I've been telling everybody, I'm like, have you seen this shit?
Wow.
Anyway, but please, let's also make sure, shout out to all the writers who are the ones who make the shows that are actually worth talking about over and over again. But anyway, let's tell people shows what we are going to talk about on today's episode. Just a bit of good news. You know, one of these people with a little bit of a platform, a Major League Baseball pitcher, was on some, you know, Target is doing some satanic groomer shit. We're not about that. And guess what?
Great.
Neither are the fans of his own fucking team.
Thank goodness.
So we'll talk a little bit about the chorus of boos that was experienced by that person. Then, you know, maybe we'll talk a little bit about, I don't know, Donald Trump. There's like recordings of him talking about how he stole documents or something. I don't know. Probably not even worth talking about because who knows where that ends up. We'll talk about, you know, get into an interesting discussion. You know, Jack's not here, but Daniel, you found something from Cracked.
I dug into the archives about some highly irrational fears, and I think they're worth a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, also because let's be real. Some of us have some irrational fears, myself included, but I will not reveal them. I will not reveal them on this show because I will not let them be used against me. and then we will check in with the latest, saddest Trump grift that somehow Trump is not involved in. But it's, man, like when you hear about it, you're like, damn, y'all really fell for this shit. But again, speaks to the desperation in our society. But first, before we do any of that, Jackie Sneal, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are or what you are interested in right now?
Let me talk to the ladies real quick.
The fucking, you know, Maxwell show.
Let me talk to the ladies in the house.
Yeah.
Turn your radios down and turn it back up. So let me tell you something. You know how it always surprises me that like men don't know about the female body, like basic shit, you know, and things like that. You want to know how to get a dude to learn just like the most basic shit about things like periods and tell him like you might be pregnant. And that motherfucker is going to get on the Google search and that nigga going to learn everything about ovulation. He going to learn shit about your uterus lining falling down.
Right.
He going to learn about your cycle. He gonna be like, all right, so is your basal temperature up or down?
There we go. Basal, wow, Italian basal temperature.
What's your basal temperature? Now, when you got the mucus coming out of the cervical mucus, is that thick or slow? You gonna learn? He learns. That's how he learns, right? Wow. Like Miles and Dan both like, now what the fuck is that? Let me tell you.
Yeah, I just had a baby. I'm like, this is new.
You just had a baby. But see, it wasn't a pregnancy scare. You were ready for the baby. You was like, oh, the baby coming? Shit, I did my job.
The same way when you're trying to be like, yo, is this it? Is this it? You do start being like, okay, did you do the pee stick? You know what the hormones looking like?
Yeah. We gotta learn this shit. We have to know it just as well as our partners, especially if they are women. You know, we got to know this. So that is my Google search history.
I mean, apropos of nothing, I'm guessing you didn't have any kind of moment where you thought maybe that your fortunes had changed in terms of the fatherhood department.
Oh, you know, listen, no, I'm not saying all that.
You're
I'm just saying
that's just some material
ladies.
You're working on.
That's just material. I'm just saying for the ladies out there.
Allegedly.
You need, allegedly.
Absolutely.
You know, I want you to know that if you want your man to know a little bit more and you're not like trying to conceive, just be like, whew, my mood is feeling a little weird. I feel a little strange right now.
Yeah, I think the like super hetero hip hop men would be like, yo, you mean like Lil Wayne, that late text? Oh, shit. I know about that.
Yes. But it always baffles me when it does baffle me that like we have not been expected to just know more.
Baby, that's just patriarchy. You know what I mean?
That's patriarchy.
Like we live, you know, you grow up in a fucking existence where it's like, yeah, and there's you, and then there's them other people, and then as long as your shit working, don't worry about it. The women will handle it. Like, and then you realize you're like, oh, that is not equitable at all, or any kind of world I want to live in.
Nope. And then you learn shit like I shouldn't say this because this is a joke, everybody. But then you learn shit like, if you ain't ovulating, then you can bust raw. No.
Oh, right, yeah. You mean the old fucking, terrible man logic?
Yep.
Yeah,
I had old head logic right there.
I had a family member like that. One of my younger cousins who was living like that. And I was like, bro, you, like, that's not science. And he's like, but hey, man, if you worry about that stuff, then it'll happen. And I'm like, yes. I'm like, are you manifesting?
If my sperm got worry in it, then it's going to find an egg.
You cannot manifest contraception, okay? But, okay, do whatever you got to do.
Go on.
Jacquees, what is something you think is overrated?
You know what's overrated? And I think everybody's going to agree with me. So I'm using this as my platform to say, fucking stop it, is when you're driving on the freeway and little traffic hits, and you get to the point of why there's traffic, and it's because there's an accident on the other side of the road, and everybody got to stop and look and shit and turn their head, and then all of a sudden the goddamn Red Sea opens and all the cars like go and driving normal fucking. Yeah, man, stop.
What were we doing?
Shit, stop, stop it. Stop it.
Although,
it
you know what?
Makes me so mad.
You know what I do though? When it's slowing down, I'm like, well, I'm going to use this opportunity because it's slow to check it out. But I won't slow more than I have to.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, if we already slowing down. If everybody's slowing down,
I want to see. Like, it looks pretty fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to turn my head and look too. You know,
yeah,
I'm
that
not
VW Beetle is turned all the way around the wrong way. So I have to know what happened here.
But if we was all going fast, I would
keep it moving. Oh, yeah.
I'm moving it along.
I would also. But yeah, we already mentioned. I'm going to go ahead and look to see if somebody did.
I think it's that same thing. You know, it's that schadenfreude where it's like, come, damn, I'm glad that's not me. Yes. But also, like, I think it's like the same thing, like, when you're a kid, too. You know, like, when you're a kid and you're at, like, you're at the park or something, the toy store, and you hear, like, some other little kid getting in trouble with their, like, parent, and, like, they're getting yelled at, and part of you is like, ooh, I want to see what the fuck that's about. I think it's the same sensation, because, I remember, like, when I would hear, like, a parent yell, like, at a park, I would immediately be like, oh, that's my TV show. Hold on, I'm late. Let me go check this out.
Yeah,
because you know, love it's living vicariously through that.
Oh my gosh, can I tell you guys something that happened to me a couple weeks ago? Well, not happened to me, but happened in front of me. Speaking of accidents,
please,
I'll make it quick. I was driving down my road
near
my house, and like a cop pulled out in front of me, like turned on his sirens and pulled out in front of me. So I slow down. He's maybe like half a block in front of me, and then after about another block, he's going straight. An animal services vehicle, a van, like turns right onto the road that we're going straight on and kind of turns and like into the path of like the police officer who has his sirens on and is going and shit. And then as civilians, we're taught emergency vehicle comes, we go to the right, right? Yeah. Emergency vehicles are taught you go to the left. So they both were about to meet, so they both went to the left.
Oh.
And because they both went to the left, then they had to swerve extra hard. So then the animal services vehicle started swerving back and started spinning out and going to the right. And the police officer spun all the way to the left, jumped the curb, and ran through an apartment building.
Oh,
right in front of me.
What?
Oh,
right
shit.
In front of me.
Oh. Like, wow.
And you know, listen, ACAB, baby, you know, fuck 12. But I pulled the fuck over, man. I was like, is this nigga dead? Like,
oh, so the cop car fully just went into the, like, fucked up.
Yes. No, the cop car didn't slow down and then just hit the building. The building stopped the cop car.
Oh, my shit.
Like, it was going into that motherfucker.
So,
and, like, it fucked the building up and, like, his car, everything. Somebody had to come pull him out and he was alive and shit. And once he was alive, then I flipped him off and was like, you deserve it. But like after that, I was like, is this motherfucker, is he okay?
Where was the animal control van?
Damn.
Then eventually he came back or she came back around and then like went to go check. I'm kind of happy
when you say
it was
another
emergency vehicle because or else he probably would have fucked her up
right.
if she was like a regular person.
Was Beyonce driving? Because they both went to the left, And she was like, you must not know about me. I'll let you crash in this apartment building or tree. All right.
I can call another you in a minute. Matter of fact, they'll be here in a minute.
In a minute, baby. Yeah.
All right.
Wild. I had to tell America
that
story.
No, that is wild when you see some shit
Holy
like that. Because that's not
crazy.
Usually We're there for the aftermath. Aftermath.
Yes.
Shady aftermath records. What is something you think is overrated? Or no, underrated. I'm sorry.
Underrated. I think Hayden is underrated. I know everybody always says Hayden is overrated. Like, why are you hating, man? Stop hating. I think Hayden can be underrated, too. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you why. Sometimes you got to know when you're doing whack shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to know when you're doing whack shit.
Yeah.
And sometimes some people got to know when they being whack.
Yeah.
And when, like, shit is happening that you're like, you know what? Fuck you. Like, sometimes people need that fuel.
You know
sometimes
what?
People need that. If everybody loves you, then love ain't special. So sometimes you need the hate to fuel and seek out the love and seek out the fire.
Damn.
So when I say things like, fuck the Celtics, yeah, I'm hating.
Yeah.
But guess what? It made those Celtics fans want to win that even more. So when they lost.
And then they did.
And when they lost eventually, then it felt even better for me. But imagine how good you would have felt if you could have squashed my hate.
Mm.
Like, hating brings about better feelings when you get to squash the hate.
So, to all hating the Celtics is underrated. Fans, you're saying, I hate y'all because I love y'all.
I hate y'all because I love y'all.
And I want the best for you.
I want the best for y'all. I want y'all to feel the best of the
I mean,
best.
Trust me, when they almost came back from 3-0 down, I was like, do I want this for anybody on earth?
I was sweating.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, and
but
it's funny,
also,
too, because, yeah.
Also, it makes me, I think, like, getting swept would have been less embarrassing than winning those three games and then coming and getting cursed in the second game.
That would have been bad. That would have been bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. I know there's Celtics fans out there. I know some of y'all are listening. And my heart goes out with you. Because, look, as much as both of our teams, and I mean the Lakers and the Celtics, we would have liked to put that 8 after the 7 on our jerseys. Mm-hmm. You know, get that 18th chip.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening. Maybe
also,
next year for both of them.
Listen, I know y'all Lakers fans. Miles, you're a Lakers fan. I know y'all was also hating, too. Because let me tell you something.
You know that.
If the Lakers would have got swept, and Boston would have been the first team to come back from down 3-0-3
to win. They would have been dancing on my grave.
Never would have heard
the end of
that. Yeah. That's why I needed that. I'm like, no. Not like this. It's so funny. I kept sending texts to Jabari, our producer on Mad Boosie's, and Jack when we were watching the games. And I just kept sending the meme from Matrix where I think it's Switch just going, not like this.
Not like this.
Because I was like this. Especially after game 6, I was like, oh, not like this. Anyway, check into Miles and Jack on Mad Boosties for even more talk about the NBA.
Check it.
Because it is wonderful. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to come right back because we hate you because we love you. Okay? We'll be right back.
Amen.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And, you know, recently there was a story about how the Air Force just canceled a drag show during Pride Night. And, you know, as we deal with like rampant homophobia in this country, like it's good to know sometimes people are pushing back, because that's honestly where we need to be, because this is like the pace at which the homophobia is amplifying and become intensifying is alarming. Yeah. And the Toronto Blue Jays, just want to say, the fans over in Toronto did a good thing, because their crappy relief pitcher first made headlines back in April. I don't know if you remember that thing on Twitter where this guy was on a United Airlines flight and with his like pregnant wife, and like they had kids that were spilling popcorn during the flight. And he was like, I can't believe United actually made us clean up all this popcorn. Yeah. You remember that shit? And people were like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, your fucking kids.
They're like, the picture was like, it looked like they were throwing fucking popcorn around like it was a wedding, and it was like rice going up.
Asshole.
Anyway, so he was from that moment of Twitter infamy. Anthony Bass is his name. Again, Twitter came at him. They're like, oh, how entitled are you? This, that, and the other. This motherfucker deleted his Twitter.
Damn.
After that shit. That's how bad I think the fucking hate came.
Bye.
So, but again.
See? Hating is underrated. Get that motherfucker
hey, you gotta
off
shame.
The internet.
Shame. You gotta shame people. Ass. Yeah, shame is important, because, you know, we live in, when people are shameless, we get shit like we're seeing right now all over the country. Mm. But anyway, this man did not let that fucking, you know, deter him from his quest to be one of the most hated people on social media. He kept an Instagram account, though, and recently shared a video in which this guy is urging people to, quote, consider boycotting Target on behalf of Christianity and the Bible, because Target is pushing a, quote, Satanist agenda.
Ooh.
And in which case I say, yeah, bring Satan
Let's
on.
Go.
You know what I mean? Satan sounds pretty
go.
Cool.
Supreme.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the, hey, yo, check out the Ten Commandments. They're Ten Commandments. I'm like, yeah, I fuck with that. Yeah, yeah. That's mean, like, don't be,
thou
don't be
shall drink. Thou shalt
party.
Dog.
Well, you know, if Jesus is about is about abstaining, Satan is about indulging, mm-hmm. I guess, in a more sort of very oversimplified way. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So there was a huge backlash, because people were like, boo, this fucking homophobic bullshit. And the fans were coming at him. The people in Toronto were just apparently just being like, this is fucking stupid. And there was all this outrage. So he had to issue an quote unquote apology.
This man didn't apologize.
I would say it's half-assed, but that would be an insult to half-asses. Mm. And he came out to the dugout, spoke to reporters for about a whole 30 seconds, and he was saying something like this. He said, quote, I recognize yesterday I made a post that was harmful to the Pride community, which includes friends of mine and close family members of mine. And I'm truly
sorry
for that.
I've never heard it called the Pride community.
I mean, that is some, you couldn't be further like out of touch with the LGBTQ community if you calling it the Pride community, and miss me with the friends of mine and close family members, because if that was the case, you wouldn't be saying the Pride community.
I'd like to apologize to the rainbows.
Yeah, no, quite literally, like, hey, the Roy G. Biv community, I feel really bad about what I said.
Then he said
he would seek, quote, to better educate himself, to, quote, make better decisions going forward with the help of the Blue Jays resources. And people were like, what in the fuck does that mean? Also, like, you got a lot of work to do if you believe that Pride Month is somehow the work of the devil.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't know what resources they got for, like, a fucking, like, an ayahuasca trip, so you can go into your subconscious and be like, yo, get to clear out this, your homophobic demons you got in you. Anyway,
demon.
So the team, no repercussions from his team or the league. But he just made his first appearance in a game since all of this came out. And let me play some game audio from when they brought in this relief pitcher really quick. So you can hear the fans in his own stadium.
Oh, man.
Responding to this shit.
That's fun.
Here he comes out the dugout or out of the bullpen.
There it is. There's that chorus of boos.
There's so many more angles of this. And so, I wanted to play this one because there's not a person booing, like holding the camera, just so you can hear that the whole place is like, and apparently during the whole broadcast and stuff, like they tried to turn the crowd sound down in the broadcast or like the stadium people were trying to turn the music up.
Wow.
It didn't work.
No.
So again, they did their best.
This is evident to when hating is good. You know, boo this nigga, boo him. It is, it's a very weird thing for me because, like, as somebody who watches sports and also lives in this world, like, I think I think that sometimes, like, we, especially us on what I would say is the left side of the equation, forget that, like, you know, there's hundreds and thousands of people in, like, some of these, like, sports organizations, and not all of them are going to be the same side as you, right?
Yeah.
But it's always jarring when we, like, hear it and see it. So, like, sometimes I forget, like, oh, yeah, like, there's trash people, like, and then there's trash people on these teams. There's trash people that stands next and hugs and, like, fist bumps and, like, your favorite player who is not a trash person. Like, you know, so it's a very weird, like, push and pull with some of these athletes and their beliefs and their belief system and things like that. So I personally try not to get as wrapped up in it because it can become consuming. It's like, well, who can I root for on my team and blah, blah, blah. So I understand that. But, bruh, also, you got to stop sticking your foot in your... It's like the motherfuckers that are on the other side, they specialize in sticking their foot deep down their throat and rewalking with their feet. Like, you're sticking your foot so far down your mouth. It's just like, just shut up, dude. Just stop. Just shut up. Don't double down.
It's the kind of, but it's the kind of atmosphere that this kind of, like, homophobia needs to be met with, you know, because...
Yeah.
People are quiet. I mean, like right now, you know, you see Target backpedaling because all these fucking stupid ass right wingers are in there like fucking around, destroying pride like displays or harassing the employees there, being like, oh, so you support Satan? Shout out to that one woman who's like, yeah. And the guy was like, oh. And he's like, well, God's not going to like this. He's like, I don't believe in God. And he's like, well, then I'm going to pray for you. It's wild how quickly those people... They can't believe someone would just chest pass it right back to you, like, no, I don't fuck with that. I'm an atheist. And they're like, but then how can I spook you into being regressive with these
how
ghost
can I
stories?
Shame you?
How? Wait, so you've unburdened yourself? Yeah, motherfucker. Now get the fuck out of my store. Mm. Yeah, it's like something where when there's this much hatred being like coming through official channels, like whether it's the government or just through these people with a bit of a platform, like we have to push back because this is truly like,
oh, you got to.
I can't imagine. The backsliding is obscene right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, like I said on the last episode, it's like the Nuremberg laws, you know, it's like they're criminalizing just people's existence in so many ways. And like to stand idly by, like, come on, at the very least, boo the shit out of these people is what we have to say.
Do you think Clayton Kershaw is going to get the same treatment? Because
he better.
Him coming out super hard being like, well, after all that nonsense, I wanted to make sure we pushed the Christian faith and family day is just like such a rather loud
dog
whistle.
I don't think making fun of anyone's religion is a good thing. It's like, okay, but what about people in your religion demonizing, dehumanizing, vilifying people who are just being them? What about that shit? Because that's what it's a response to. It's not that the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence started as a group to be like, you know what? Fuck Catholicism. It's a response to the regressive teachings and all this other shit that keeps people oppressed. That's what it's a response to. But I mean, that's what you'll see. Clayton Kershaw's was a little more nuanced. He wasn't trying to be like, man, fuck Target.
Yeah.
He was trying to be like, let's lift up the Christian people, which is the more PR savvy version of being like, I'm a homophobe.
Yeah.
dog whistle. You know,
his
dog whistle
his was more his was more dog whistly.
Yes.
His was more PR. His was more PR friendly. Also, like, you know, he's been in our organization for a long time, won championship, and Dodger fans are trash. So they're not going to boo him.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like...
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
And that's when the hate comes back, baby.
Is Dodger Stadium still the most, like the worst place to go to as an away fan?
Yes.
Does Dodger Stadium still have that?
Yes. Yeah, Dodger fans are... It's trash, bad. Bro. It's trash.
No, like, to the point where you're like, I remember, yeah, I have friends who are like Atlanta Braves fans. I'm like, yeah, let's go to the Dodger game. And then, like, I'm like, yo, why are you throwing trash at me? I got a Dodger hat on.
Yeah.
So, like, I should at least have a protective veil over if I bring this Braves fan with me, don't fucking throw shit at us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. At Dodger Stadium, it's the opposite. You create a force field of you're around them, therefore you are them. Sorry, we don't make the rules.
Yeah. And, like, it's not every, and look, not every fan is trash. There are some, a lot of great fans.
No, but it gets,
and every, but I've been to it when Cubs won the World Series in 16. We played the Dodgers in NLCS, and I was at game three, and the Dodgers won that game. They shut us down. At that game, like, Dodger fans was, like, throwing beers at Cubs fans, getting in our face, like, y'all choking again, y'all choking again. Like, oh, man, let's, we going to the World Series. Like, let's look up tickets. Somebody put their hands on my girl. Like, she had a Cubs shirt, and she was like, take this Cubs shirt off.
Shit.
I didn't see that. She told me after the fact, which was very smart, because I would have fought. But, like, and so I was just like, this is the worst. And it made me so happy when after that game, the Cubs came and fucking laid the smack
down. Yeah, more
on
that
the Dodgers for the rest of that series. When I tell, I'm not joking with you, Miles and Dan, I'm not joking. This is how much I wanted to, like, rub it in the face. I was on Instagram for about 3 hours just looking at random Dodger fan accounts to see I could find the face of the person who got in my face, was like, y'all choking again, just so I can send him a DM and be like, how about that choke, bitch? Yeah,
how about that?
Wow,
that's so funny.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a lovely
and I know, I know that doesn't paint me necessarily in a good light, but...
You know, I think
I wanted that.
I think sports are the ultimate venue in which you are allowed to draw people. Like, there's hatred on who people are, and then there's sports drawing, which is the best place to be like, oh yeah, well fuck you.
The best place. You're reasonable, you just leave it in the mail, like, fuck your team. I'm not gonna put my hands on you, but fuck your team. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm at. Anyway. Yeah. I think it's just it's a way for us to get our little tribalisms out, you know.
Amen.
I'm proud of the Jays fans, though. I'm glad y'all booed the shit out of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. You know, like, again, this is these are the stakes, sadly, in our country, where you have people who are like this guy who's like, you know, believing that pride is the work of the devil, which, sorry, spoiler alert, it's not. Okay, let's move on to something. The highly irrational fears of people. Because... Daniel, before you're like, hey, what's a story we can bring? I said, let's do something fun. Let's do something different.
Cool.
I want something that we can just kind of, you know, spread our wings and laugh a little bit about. But yeah, we are talking about just irrational fears. And I think the more just to say, these are very normal for people. You know, everyone has an irrational fear. But should I just run down the list and we can talk about people's irrational fears?
Please.
This is from cracked.com. Don't tell Jack. But Sean Bean, okay, from Lord of the Rings, who also, it was, I believe, 006 in GoldenEye.
Oh, wow. Good.
He's afraid of flying. Okay, that's that's whatever. Nicole Kidman, afraid of butterflies.
Yeah.
Me. That's me.
Wait,
afraid
what?
Of butterflies. I'm afraid. I am terrified of butterflies. Terrified.
Wow.
It's a it's an actual phobia.
Okay.
It's an actual phobia.
Lepidopterophobia.
I don't like the way they move. Huh?
Yeah. It's called lepidopterophobia.
Wow. Yep. What a name.
Wait, you don't like the way they move?
No, their movement is erratic. It's too erratic for me. It's too fucking erratic. Like, it's erratic as shit. The way their wings move just don't feel right. And then they can move in weird directions. And then they flutter down. And then also, I don't like anything that was something and then puts itself in its own protective goo and comes out as a completely different fucking being.
You mean like a baby?
And like,
yeah. True.
Well, but no, that baby was, no, like, that's different because that baby eventually is not going to change. It's not going to change. Like, it'll get older, but it's not going to completely change.
Wait, hold on. How much research did you do? Did you look up gestation and see what that process looks like? Because you'll go from a tadpole to having eyes and shit and arms and legs.
I was going to say, well, I used to be a baby.
But that is, but let me tell you, that, but once you come out, look, that caterpillar also was like a little goo and then became a caterpillar. He already did that. He did it once. He ain't got to do it again.
You only get one time to reinvent yourself.
You only get one time to reinvent yourself. And after that, it's too fucking much. I don't like it.
That is a human thing.
Time out.
Also, I don't like peacocks.
You like peacocks? Okay, peacocks. But are you telling me you guys didn't?
I don't like peacocks.
You don't like peacocks?
No.
Wait, go on. You don't like peacocks? Why don't you like peacocks?
Because they
fucking... Who do they think they are?
They're just big ass birds, and then all of a sudden they can open up their ass to a fucking 17-foot fan. Like, that is, all right, Dan.
Glorious mating day.
If you, yes, sir. You've seen horses, right?
Yes.
You've seen horses?
Yes.
You've seen giraffes, right?
Yes.
Both beautiful creatures, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
If you was in front of a horse and that horse shot his neck up fucking 17 feet in the air, would that not scare the shit out of you?
Yes, it would. It certainly would, for sure.
Wait,
this
what
is scary.
You talking about a giraffe?
Well, I'm just saying, if a giraffe could like just raise his neck up and down, yes, instead of it just being what it is, like that shit is, yes, terrifying.
And
for, that,
and
for, that would be terrifying.
And for a peacock to go 0 to 100 like it does, that
it's
can be
much.
Alarming, most certainly. Wow. Yes.
Wow, you're... Much. Daniel, you are so empathetic. I and I understand. That would be freaky.
That is
fair. Steve Jobs hated buttons.
Tracks.
Like physical buttons. So, I mean, I get it. We got the iPhone.
That's why he always wore...
I mean, like push buttons. Not like ones on.
Oh, push buttons.
Could be.
Wait, that would be a great reason for the turtleneck, though. He's like, I can't do it. Can't do shirts with buttons. Turtlenecks only.
He apparently fought against like Macs, like having mouse buttons.
Which is... insane.
Interesting.
Like, how, then how?
That's
because
nuts.
We can't be trackpad and everything.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's see. Brian Wilson afraid of from serving. Okay, whatever. Louis
what?
The Fourth.
Come on,
Louis
that
the
was fi- amazing. Louis the... Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys is afraid of surfing. Come on.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Part of me is like, I mean, yeah, man. I get it.
You read Surfing
USA?
The ocean, like, but not for me though.
Yeah. That's just called. He's a businessman. You know what I mean?
Right, fair play.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of rappers don't live that life.
You know what? Yes.
You know what I mean?
Factual. Yeah. That is fair.
Some when people, I rap who about am I? When I rap about putting a bullet straight through your heart, I wouldn't really do that.
I wouldn't really do that. I mean, both of my parents were professors. Yeah, exactly. So
I would never do something like that.
I know the stakes. Okay. let's see. Who else have we got? Oh, yeah. Louis XIV was afraid of baths. Steve Irwin, this is interesting.
That feels right.
Yeah.
He was afraid. Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, was afraid of parrots. Now,
interesting.
Yeah,
I have a thing. I think feathers are gross as shit.
Interesting.
For some reason.
Okay.
Like when I don't know why. I'm like, I don't know if I want to touch a bird. A
lot of oils, a lot of dirt.
Not scared of peacocks then? Because
no, I'm not touching them. I'm not saying I'm afraid of a bird. I don't want to touch them motherfuckers though.
All right. But peacocks be getting close, man.
I mean, I went to this like little animal farm. And like they had little chickens out, and they're like, "Hold the chickens." I'm like, "Nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I wouldn't hold no fucking chicken.
I don't know why. It's just part of me just got. I'm like, they're gonna get too dynamic, and then the feathers start moving around. I don't want them shits touching me.
It's a lot of fluff. Okay, it's a lot of fluffing. There's, you know what it is? Yeah. They cover up so much of the body that you don't know where like the wing starts and the feather ends. It's like, what's gonna hit me in the face right now? Am I just getting brushed with a feather, or am I about to get a talon to the nose? I don't want that.
Oh,
I don't want it. Do you not like feather pillows?
Good question.
Like, you know,
different.
You can get little feathers in your
pillow. No, that doesn't bother me because those shits, like, they're, I don't know. It's just something
they were plucked already.
You know what it is? I think because one time I saw a pigeon that had shit on it and it got close to me as a kid. I was like, ah! You know, I was like, nah, I'm done. I'm off this shit. Daniel, you have not said one thing you are rationally afraid of. And it's leading me to believe that you just set Jaquez and I up to just reveal things about ourselves so you could just sit in the cut.
Not at all. I have one written down right here. And that random fear is irrational to some, maybe not to others, but grasshoppers. And it is the unpredictability of the jump. They just, they don't go on it on their haunches or anything. It's just all of a sudden they're standing there and then boom, in the air.
Gone. No backlift.
I will also say this is kind of on some like taste aversion shit. When I was a kid, I was hanging out. I was literally four years old. I'm hanging out in the driveway and there's a grasshopper on the ground. And it just, this is when I was young, naive, had no idea what to expect. It jumped up and landed right here, right on the collarbone. And the scream I let out woke up my mom, my neighbors. Mom was taking a nap and she was mad. She was like, what are you doing? What happened? Like, there's a grasshopper. Oh,
what's going on, jackass? I know, you got a grasshopper? Yeah,
exactly.
Again? Fucking stop hanging around the grasshoppers then.
Yo, come on. How old was you? Friend. How old was you, DJ Dan?
4. I was young. But oh, okay. Yeah. But that's, I would, but that's eternal. I'm scared forever.
I would scream now if a grasshopper jumped on my neck.
So, okay, but a butterfly, if you like, let's say, you know, we went to like a butterfly preserve and all these monarch butterflies just came out the trees, would you just like, do you think you would go like catatonic or some shit? Like your fight or flight response would kick in?
I would pass away.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just, yeah. Just like Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's just a pile of clothes Like, oh, shit, yeah. Gone.
I would perish. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, never. Guys, we've given you a cookbook on how to scare the fuck out of us next time you see us.
Never doing
and
a live show.
I will
again.
Just say, before we go to break, it turns out there are recordings of Donald Trump talking about how he stole documents.
What?
Then, and he knows they are secret, and in that he knows that he can't share them. But this probably means nothing. That's why I'm just going to say that out of context and just keep it moving. But just so y'all know, there are tapes of this motherfucker being like, I got these documents, baby. So we'll see what happens. We'll celebrate, or at least we'll think that the legal system is doing its thing when he's in cuffs. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back to, again, talk about the latest thing called Trump Bucks. And they're the newest way to get poor.
Ooh.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. And for months, I guess now, there have been websites that have reportedly been selling these things called Trump Bucks.
Sensational.
Which they say it's the hottest new currency that's part of the TRB, or the Trump Rebate Banking System.
Wow.
Okay. And God. So basically, once Trump seizes power again,
yes,
he will unveil a new monetary system to his followers and reward their loyalty by making them rich. And by that, I mean poor. These motherfuckers really think this shit is TV. Like, really? That's like, amazing. New monetary system? For real? This ain't Game of Thrones. What the fuck you think this is? Like, oh, well, when Joffrey take over, then, you know, bugs will be the new currency. No, that's not what the fuck is going on.
Wow.
Anyway, there are all these fucking ads. And so these websites are selling. They're basically saying, like, yo, you could get 10K in TBs, Trump bucks, for just $99.99. Along with a Trump rebate membership card. Because, man, these boomers love a motherfucking membership card. The online ads also claim that people could even use the money right now at retailers like Walmart, Costco, and Home Depot. And deposit them in banks such as JP Morgan, the Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. I did a needle scratch the second I read that one. The Bank of America?
The what?
That's when I'm like, man, this is Griff. This is Griff. This is like in the copy too. I've seen what like the websites say. It would say the Bank of America.
Aha.
And you're like,
aha.
That's so when you know
that's not somebody ain't, the real Bank of America.
Somebody ain't in here. Somebody ain't in here. Somebody's pretending to be in here because it ain't the Bank of America. And I get why you would think that's what it's called, but it's just Bank of America. Anyway, so apparently people were just like, oh, the Bank of America, like the Ohio State University.
Yes, exactly.
And some of these ads featured bogus endorsements from celebrities, and they were so fucking bad, like not even convincing. This is one, I'm going to play y'all one.
Please.
This is one where apparently Donald Trump went on Fox News to do an interview. But if you look at the video, like the text in the chyron is like way off. Like these motherfuckers couldn't even bother to match the fonts and shit. But let's listen to Donald Trump calling into Fox News because it's so real, talking about how you can get that TRB cash like right now.
America, I'm glad to be invited to speak about the TRB membership handbook here on Fox News. Yes, the rumors are true. We finally launched the TRB membership handbook and it's 100% functioning. It was a long and hardworking process to make the TRB system function properly. But I would do anything for my loyal supporters. The TRB handbook is the only certified way to invest in your future. My stamp, signature, and the latest UV mark technology can guarantee its authenticity. I encourage all true patriots to invest their future and to get as many TRB membership handbooks as they can. Let's make America wealthy again. God bless you.
Damn, I thought that was me doing a Trump impersonation.
Yeah, for real.
I'm never lost for it. What, first of all, like,
I just want to see when they went off the air, or
when the three Fox people went off the air, did they look at each other and was like, I can't believe we have to sit through this shit.
No,
like,
I refuse to believe that. That was completely like doctored though, right? What they did.
Oh, that was
just
doctored. Okay.
Yeah, that was completely doctored. So, yes. So they got you, Jackie.
Thank God.
They got me.
Like, so they overlaid, they just had a moment where Trump had called into Fox and then just completely replaced the audio with that terrible impersonator that you just heard. Because wow, Jackie, you got to hear it again. Tell me if you can hear it. The TRB system. It sounds like somebody who's
TRB
membership handbook here on Fox News. Yes, the rumors are true. We finally launched the TRB member.
TRB member. So,
I mean, it kind of sounds like that.
Okay, well, I'm glad.
I'll say this. Where I'm getting got is any of this real? Is like, are the bucks real? Are people actually buying any of this?
You know why? Because oh my God. So a lot of people have bought thousands in like Trump bucks. So the reason we know is because people have been pulling up to stores or banks and being like, what the fuck? I can't use this here.
Somebody went to a
Someone pulled up with their TRB membership handbook.
Oh boy.
Went to Costco to get to get a rotisserie chicken. Yeah. And they were told, fuck out of here with that nonsense. One guy who bought $2,200 in Trump bucks is now questioning whether or not the president is aware of this. So John Amon told NBC News that he bought the money, and he said he knew they were worthless when he went to his bank and tried to cash them shits out. And then they found at least a dozen other people that also bought thousands of dollars after watching these pitches. They're all on Telegram.
Wow.
Like, it's all in that Telegram ecosystem for these people. It's not on TV. It's only there to get the most devoted, most rabid followers.
Wow.
And so he said, quote, "Now I'm questioning whether he is aware of this." Yeah, no shit, bro. There, people are fucking coming at y'all because they know y'all give anything to him. If he says, "Give me some money, do you want NFTs?" They got him.
They are the easiest people to grift. 100% the easiest people to steal money from.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
And he's been doing this for a minute, obviously. We know about Trump University and all the other grifts that he's been doing. But it's just wild. It's this one, you'd think he would know about this. But maybe this is just a bridge too far, because he even knows, he's like, "Look, bro, I can't promise y'all fake money. I can say you'll get rich off NFTs, but I'm not going to be hey, buy these scraps of paper. They're going to be worth tens of thousands of dollars," which, I mean, I think more than anything reflects the desperation that people just generally feel. I'm sure on some level, these people really think, "Oh, this is my shot," even though it's completely misguided. Mm-hmm. But again, grifters are going to grift. And now it turns out all those websites have been taken down because the news is just kind of, I mean, it sounds like pack it up and go.
I was going to say, what a shame. Yeah. I want to go check one of these out. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Well, y'all can buy Zeitbucks.
Hey.
You know,
and those are real.
And I just want to tell you, Zeitgang, for all of y'all who were the true believers who invested in my first crypto project, Zeitcoin, I'm telling y'all, hodl, okay? This shit is going to moon soon, okay? I'm letting y'all know. Change his name to Warren, because it's moon. Okay.
Have them diamond hands.
Y'all can also buy. Y'all can also buy Keys Bucks or Keys Cash.
Keys Open Door.
Keys Cash.
Keys Cash, and when you send me $1,000 on Venmo, I'll send you a fully nude picture.
Wow. You can just do OnlyFans.
And me saying, no, that's porn.
That's going corporate.
That's corporate. That's corporate.
I do this shit all on Telegram.
Yeah, this is Keys Cash right here.
You can take one picture of my naked butt to the Bank of America and cash it in for $5,000.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Well, Jacquees, thank you so much for joining us today on the Daily Zeitgeist. It's always a pleasure having you, man. Where can people find you, follow you, support you and all that?
You can always find me in these streets, ladies and gentlemen and everybody, at Jacquees Neal on Instagram. Follow me.
What are you posting? Anything good? What kind of content?
No, I'm looking for some shit. What am I posting on Instagram?
What do you post on there? Any pictures of your naked butt I could cash in for $5,000? You know,
listen,
cash
I do that
America?
In the close friends only. The close friends only. Oh, they get
so
my
I guess
naked
I'm not
butte.
In there.
Yeah, man, you ain't seen my naked butt yet.
Nah,
it's because you had to earn it, bro.
I'll send you that cash, man. I'll send you that. You're right. I'm slipping. I should have.
I got some bucks lying around.
Yeah.
Thank
bucks
you,
for butts,
thank
baby.
Thank you. And yeah, listen, a lot of stuff. I always promote shit, so I'm only gonna promote Comedian View. That's been going well. We live streamed our last show. Today is Thursday, which means that when you listen to this, it'll be Friday. So when y'all listening, it's Friday. So if you want to see the last Comedian View that was this past Sunday, it's up for 3 more days. So you can go buy the tickets. You can go on my Instagram and find the ticket link. So check that out if you want to see that. It's a good ass time. And that's it. Oh, and a piece of media that I've been consuming. So there is this thread. This is heartwarming. This is heartfelt. There's this thread where it's men and men only. What does it feel like when you like somebody? Do y'all get butterflies too? Nervous? Think about them all the time? Or is it something different? And it's just a bunch of men just talking about their nice feelings of when they like somebody and, want to date them. And one person was like, we reread our text threads over and over, feel the need to stage 5 cling, nervous at all times, so I'm cracking jokes at all times. Talk about how cool she is to everybody. We'll go broke on her and act like I'm fine.
Oh, I did that before. Yep.
And it's just, And it's like, you know, when she texts you good morning, have a good day at work, handsome. And this dude, like, who's working construction, dropped a beam off the roof and is just like kicking his legs, writing her name on like the fucking like 2x4s.
That's funny.
And I thought it was just like wholesome content about, yeah, man, you know. Men yeah. also like have, you know, we're more alike than we care to admit sometimes. And
hey, you got to be vulnerable.
In the like department.
Don't yeah. be afraid. Mm. Don't be afraid to lean yeah. into that.
Don't be Daniel, afraid to.
What about you, my good man? Where can people find you and follow you and all that?
You can find me on the internet at DJ_Danl, DANL. I'll be on Twitch Wednesday. As you're listening to this Friday? Well, shit. I'll be live on Twitch later today at 4 p.m. PST.
Oh, playing Zelda?
Actually, no. On Fridays, I open up the backlog and play a single-player game that I never got to finish because I have ADHD and I just keep going from game to game without finishing them. And I'm finally finishing Jedi Fallen Order. Never beat it. So I got to go back and beat it.
So oh, you know what? I'm not going to front. I think I have 20 more minutes to play Jedi Fallen, and I just went to Survivor.
I was really thinking about it, but a couple friends were like, you should play it. I'm like, all right, because I think I only got like 2 or 3 hours into Fallen Order. Like, I really did not give it the time that it deserves, so I'm gonna play that, and then I'll play Jedi Survivor. But Lord knows, with Tears of the Kingdom already out and Diablo 4 coming out today or yesterday from when you're listening to this,
Did you get to the level on Jedi Fallen Order where you climb up the AT-AT?
No.
Oh.
Didn't even get there. That's what I'm saying. So I have to, exactly.
Like, when you're doing that, you're like, yo, I'm climbing on this shit and I'm fucking it up.
Exactly.
Anyway, enough about that.
Post a piece of social media that I really like. There was a tweet. It's a piece of media, so I won't be able to share. Or I don't know. Can I? It's a 39-second video. Is that worth it, or should I just link people to it?
What, is it good?
I think it's very good. So the body of the tweet is...
Okay, then send it through. We could play it.
This scene made me think of a specific bit on I Think You Should Leave, so I put the audio under it, and it's the scene from the finale of Succession, which I won't, like, spoil because, like, you know...
Don't worry.
But it's a scene from the finale of Succession, and they put some audio from I Think You Should Leave on it, and it is just so fucking good.
Okay.
It just made me...
What part really? Is it? Or what part of I Think You Should Leave? We'll describe it. That way we don't run afoul of, the copyright vultures.
It's a part where Tim Robinson is describing that his wife ran over some people, but it wasn't that big of a deal.
Oh, it's not that big of a deal.
I mean, she hit a couple of people, but it's like not that big of a deal.
And then the cops are like, it's okay.
It's okay. Whatever.
So wait, it's like, she's homeless. People?
Yeah.
It's like, it's okay.
Nobody misses that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that one's fucked. That's like the one where they talk about they were late to the party, right? And that's why he has to start making up that story. Yeah. Oh, man. I still haven't watched the new season. I gotta do that. Probably do that this weekend.
I got to catch that. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Find, Jack and I on the basketball podcast, Mad Boosties. If you like 90 Day Fiancé, check Sophie Alexander and I out on 420 Day Fiancé. Some tweets. I don't know. Let me see. There's not really a... Oh, there is this, like, I'm not going to describe a TikTok, so fuck that. Like, they're not doing all that.
Yeah, we already have one of those this time.
Let's, a tweet that I like. Oh, there's one from past guest Ellery Smith, at Ellery Smith tweeted, at Spirit Airlines, you have ruined my life so greatly, I plan to enter into politics, head the Department of Transportation, and nationalize your airline so no one will suffer like this again. And I'm like, I like that energy. All the airlines, in fact. All of them.
Yep.
Shout out Ellery. Shout out to Ellery.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ellery.
That's the homie. She's the homie.
Also, find us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. Got a Facebook fan page, website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes.
Footnotes.
Thank you. Where we post all the song or all the articles we talk about, as well as a song that we are going to ride out on. Let me think right now. You know what I want to do? I want to go out on a Boiler Room set that I have been watching only clips of from afar. And I've been losing it watching this Boiler Room set from this DJ named Antwiggity. Who did. There was a Boiler Room show in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, that show, entire crowd moves different than most Boiler Room crowds. Mm-hmm. And I fucking love it for that. This mix is pretty fun, man. It starts off with a little, Beyonce homecoming drum line. You get a little Kendrick mashup and all kinds of other interesting stuff going along with it. But it just kind of like a dope thing to kind of have in the background. Maybe you're having a little bit of a get together. Who knows? But anyway, I'll post this. He posted the entire mix as a podcast, but we will have that link in the footnotes. And it's just like a really good DJ set that DJ Daniel shared with me. And I could not believe that I had missed it because all we kept doing was sharing clips of that Boiler Room set.
It is incredible. Please look for it. It is. The scene is amazing. It's like, I only want to go to that party forever.
Oh, when they go out of I Just Want to Rock, Lil Uzi Vert into Fuck the Club Up, I was like, oh, you have control over the entire crowd. You are rocking the crowd.
That place was shaking.
As somebody who has rocked a crowd before in his earlier days as a DJ, that feeling, like when you see that kind of like command over the audience, you're like, oh, you got him. Anyway, check that out. That's going to do it for us. Remember, there isn't a trending episode today because we're going to our new schedule. So there won't be a trending episode Friday. And then Monday we'll hit you with an episode. And then Tuesday we'll be back to two episodes per day. And I know I forgot to say that at the top of the show, but you know, we're going down to a meager 8 episodes a week. So I hope y'all will still rock with us. But part of that is to help us, you know, toy with some new formats. We've been getting so many good comments and DMs from all the Zeit Gang who said, yo, tell us about your job, some wild shit. I'm telling you, y'all are so fucking interesting and have so many different backgrounds. Please keep tagging us on Discord. Actually, just DM me. Please DM me on Discord or, you know, at me on Twitter or whatever so I can kind of get an idea, or Jack or whoever, or at the Daily Zeit Guys, because we love hearing from y'all. So you will be seeing some of that soon. Worry not. Until then, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.